Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Wakey, wakey! Eggs and bakey, or oatmeal, or toast with jam, whatever. Wake up, wake up.
Cereal.
I was in a yoga class. Yes, I've done that before. And I said that they were hurting me. And the voice from across is kind of, you know, the lights are down. I wake up every morning to that voice. It wasn't my wife. It was somebody. Luckily, Linda was laying there beside, you know, on her yoga mat. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Wake up. Today, the last day of January, what have we accomplished? Well,
we elected a House committee speaker, or a House, the House guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
McCarthy,
he got elected. Finally.
Schiff got taken off the Intelligence Committee. and Swalwell, just because of that brief but passionate affair he had with the Chinese communist spy, proven. Adam Schiff was taken off because he repeatedly would tell lies. He still says it. You know, even after the FBI and the committee, after investigating Trump for a year, said there was no collusion. Oh, yeah, there was. And now he's running for senator of the state of California. He wants to be Senator Schiff.
Senator.
You know, I love this. You know, I love living here. But I can make one change that would change the whole dichotomy of the state. Change everything. I can make one change.
What would it be?
I would put a senator in every county. Not assembly members. Keep the assembly members the way they want it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'd put, it's called representation. It's called, if the North state was represented by a senator in every county, okay, you can maybe put two counties together that only have 100 people in them. But there's a senator from there, senator from Shasta County, senator from Tehama County, you know, and put a senator in there. It would be the easiest way to balance out the domination of the Democrats.
You're right.
Yeah. Yep. That's the one thing you'd have to do. That would be it. And then there would be, you know, they'd have to talk with each other. They'd have to, you know, there'd have to be, you know, the other side brought into it, at least brought into it. Right now, the Dallies, and God knows they're great people, doing good work, but they could send their the farm dog in and sit in their seats.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I mean, nothing. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
So okay, let's get back to the show. At 7:08, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. They are really good people. Very supportive of the station and our community, especially our community. And Liam is our producer, and he has the weather today.
I do have the weather. So we're going to be looking at a high of 58 today and a low of 34 tonight. We're going to be in the mid to high 30s for our lows and then the mid to low 50s for our highs. There is a chance of rain Thursday night as well as a chance of rain Friday day and Saturday day.
Whoa.
Yeah. But other than that, it's mostly cloudy, mid-50s.
Okay, it's going to get down areas of frost tonight after 4 a.m., low around 35. The blankie is on the horse.
Good.
Yeah, guys, a slight chance of showers Sunday night. Rain likely on Sunday. Saturday, rain likely. Gee, good. We need it. See, it's been long enough that the water soaked in. All the arenas out at the stable are now, you know, have soaked all the water in, and so we need more water to fill up the arenas again.
Yeah.
Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned company, locally managed company. The Kinney family has been doing this for well over 20 years. Now the Kinney, the second generation of the Kinney family is now taking over slowly. You know, as Chuck, you know, still wants to go out there. And I mean, you'll see Chuck in a truck. He doesn't have to drive a truck. Propane truck, but Chuck likes to keep it. He's like that. He's a good guy, and they treat their customers very, very well. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have all types of special plans out there at Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business too. Now, did you find that snippet?
Not yet. Sorry, I thought you wanted me to play it. During breaks, I didn't realize you wanted me to play it.
No, 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 no. I want to play it so I can talk about it. Anyway, Bobby Hall, a superstar back in his time in hockey. I believe he's the Chicago Blackhawks. Died age 84. And he was very famous back then. And he didn't have his front teeth. But a lot of hockey players back then didn't have teeth because they didn't wear a mask. And if you get hit with this hard rubber puck at about 80 miles an hour, it has a tendency to take your teeth out. So, but I remember when I was a child and, you know, it'd be hockey on TV. It would be, you'd hear his name all the time. You'd see it all the time in the papers. Bobby Hull. Okay. Okay, I'm going to bring it up again, my friends. ChatGPT. So yesterday after the show, after talking about it and people calling in, I went and looked up the site, and I signed up for the site. And let me tell you, it's pretty much what they said it was, okay? I had them, okay, what are five ideas with points for a talk radio show that you can, you know, you can talk. And it came up with five different subjects, with five different ideas. Okay. I thought, well, okay. Then I had it write me 100 words on the problems caused by illegal immigration. Blink, 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 blink. Starts writing. And it talked about the overwhelming local support services, the medical, police, education. It talked about taking jobs. It talked about the border being open. And then, but the last sentence was, but this is a very nuanced subject, and there, you know, there are many other facets to it, or other things to it. So you could have taken that right there. I could have taken it and said, well, hey, I wrote this yesterday. It's there. Put it on Facebook. And then I could have, you know, and then you could go and say, tell us the advantages of illegal immigration in the U.S. And it would write you 100 words on that. I said, okay, idea for a novel. And I just gave the bare bones to it and said, what are chapter headings? Came out with 7 chapters.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, the headings, and including one thing that I hadn't thought of in this novel I'm writing. Going to write. I'm in the process.
One thing to write.
Yeah, but including one thing, I thought, well, that's a good idea.
Do it.
But it just gives you 7. I mean, this is, and it took all of 2 seconds.
You could have it write it, and you could just publish it.
I don't know. I don't know how that would be.
So, people have already been publishing children's books with it and selling them.
They have.
They have. People have made like big money off of it. So,
more money than you can make on feet.com?
Probably.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, no. So
feet.com, is that true, or is that just is that kind of one of those things you see on memes and all that?
I have a friend who went to a local Bible college and sold pictures of his feet online to afford it. So it's very much a thing. Yeah,
it worked, huh?
It worked.
I wonder if there's like parameters for it. We don't want to see if you're 70. We don't want to see your feet. that feed. Oh, my God, what happened there? Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, I want you to find that piece during the break so I can come back and talk about it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is our jewelry store of choice, of course. You all have been hearing about it as long as we've been on the air because they've been with us that long. And you know what? Any of the businesses we talk about, we use. And we're happy with them. We know the owners and we know the kind of work they do. But Four Winds Jewelry is one of those that we not only know the owners, but we go down there and we partake of their great jewelry selection. I've never made a wrong choice over there because Rebecca's right there helping me. And it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And like I said, an outstanding selection at very, very fair prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drawings throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Incorporated. We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. With any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:20 in the morning here on the 31st of January. And that, of course, is the theme song to Laverne and Shirley. Laverne and Shirley was a very, very popular show back in the late 60s, early 70s. Gary Marshall, who was the producer, had a number of number one shows. The one with the Fonz, Happy Days. Happy Days. And then this was a spinoff and starred his sister, Penny Marshall, who passed in 2018. But Cindy Williams, who played Shirley, just passed yesterday at age, well, she was only 75. And Happy Days, of course, was Ron Howard and Henry Winkler, and they were on one time as dates for they were trying to get dates for Richie and Fonzie and Ralph, and then they went on to their own show. And I don't know if Cindy Williams went. I mean, that was probably what she's really well known for, but. I remember reading an article back then that those shows are written for, I mean, the level of the show was written like for adolescents, and, you know, I mean, and it was like the number one show, Happy Days, then Laverne and Shirley and others, their offshoots, like number one in the nation, in the, you know, in the ratings. And I just remember is that my 4-year-old would sit there and watch it. Watch Happy Days. And she was just, you know, enthralled by it. And I'm sitting there thinking, my 4-year-old, she might have been 5, is sitting there looking at this and being thoroughly entertained along with millions of other people, 8 times her age, all watching this in the, you know, in the United States. Anyway, Cindy Williams passed. You know, we hear about this NIMBY, not in my backyard. Oh, I don't want you to build apartment houses. I don't want, you know, I don't want that. Well, Steph Curry, who, of course, is the co-captain of the Golden State Warriors, which is a basketball team, by the way, has and the 5th highest paid athlete in the world. He lives in a place called Atherton, California. And Atherton is the richest zip code in California. In an attempt by Steph Curry, he is trying to block a low-income housing development close to his place. Not in the backyard, but just close, according to a local news report. Sometimes it chokes me up. The Curry family also petitioned the local government to build fencing and shrubbery around their home to protect the family from watchful eyes if they couldn't block the new families from joining the neighborhood entirely. Should that not be sufficient for the state, we ask the town commits to investing on considerably taller fencing and landscaping to block sight lines onto our family's property. The city council member said, it's not possible to build low-income housing in Atherton since land is worth about $8 million per acre. But I think that, you know, according to the law, if they have land that comes up, that you've got to offer it to low-income housing, and they can even force you, the state can, to, it goes past your building codes, past your right to say anything, and tell them to build it. I really feel for Steph Curry. It's a $30 million mansion. He makes.
I get it.
God, you know? Yeah. I'm really feeling sorry for that guy. You know, and because during the Democratic convention, he stood up there and talked about the inequality, the racial inequality that's out there. Moving on. The. If you watch, you don't watch football very much.
No.
But Tom Brady was up the other day. Of course, Tom, we're not sure if Tom's going to play or where he's going to play. But he said, you know, after this last weekend when there's a lot of people complaining about officiating at the games, especially the Buffalo, Kansas City game, he said, was on this podcast called Let's Go Monday. He said that holding happens on every single play in the NFL. While that may be a bit of an exaggeration, it does make a lot of sense. If you've watched football, you know that when they're banging away in the trenches up front, there's grabbing, pushing, you know, every so often they call a hand to the face where the guy's hand comes up and pushes the other guy's helmet back and then moves him back. They'll call that. But holding, I mean, you'll see some holds that are just so obvious. The guy wraps himself around the other player and pulls him down. And others, you look and you go, that was, the commentators go, whoa, you know, those kind of things. So I imagine that. But, of course, when Tom says it, it becomes true. It's like if Tom Brady says it about football, you kind of tend to believe it. Okay. Going back to Memphis, they had there was a lot of protests there. But it appears that they weren't violent, which is huge. And you know, people in Memphis, you know, you got to congratulate them for that because it could have gone that way. It appears that the Memphis police force had to lower their standards during the over the last couple of years due to, one, COVID, but due to defund the police efforts. And so they had to, I mean, really dropped the standards. Well, two of the police that were hired were under the lower standards. Now, if you look at one of them, I mean, he went to school for criminal justice. He was of the age. I mean, he had a degree and all that. So I'm not sure how that would be considered under. The other one was a former guard in the corrections in the jails and had one case of him beating a inmate. But that case had been dropped. And it says that when they talked to this guy who was an adjunct professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice and retired NYPD detective, they were desperate. They want police officers. They're going through it. They check off some boxes saying, okay, that's good enough. Get them on. Police departments have to take the screening process of candidates to be police officers seriously and not rush to hire officers that might not be qualified. And that's one of the things we see here is in Reading is not only does a candidate have to go through all the tests and then go through the post, police officer training academy for like, what is it, 6 months, something like that, maybe longer. But then when they come back here to Reading, then they do ride-alongs. Mm-hmm. And if they've never had any police experience, that could be like a year of riding along. If you're a lat move, you come over and they still ride with them for a couple months just to make sure that there's nothing there. And 40% of those who come back here after going through post on the newbies don't make it.
Yeah.
Either because they've been on the job for a month and they say, you know what, this isn't for me, or they're not cutting it. And Reading Police does not want them out on the streets. So we don't have that problem here, but Memphis obviously did. And then they've just either suspended or fired three EMTs that reported to the scene, they said, for not giving medical aid to the gentleman that was that died there. So Memphis has a problem. But I'll tell you, for their EMTs in Tennessee and firemen, my nephew is a fireman, and every fireman in Chattanooga, Tennessee, starting off on the job there, had to have a second job.
Really?
Yes. They had to have a second job because they didn't pay enough. Mm. And then as they progressed up, you know, as they got, you know, as they were promoted and, you know, got raises, they could let go of that second job. But every one of them my nephew was telling me, had to have a second job because they didn't pay enough. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by a place that I use frequently, Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Rico Way. My truck goes in dirty, comes out sparkling clean. Individual at the end of it when it pops my truck out, because you just sit in your truck and it goes through there and a brushless wash and everything. Wipes down the truck with a clean towel. They're very pleasant there. And the truck looks great afterwards. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Eureka Way, right downtown, next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Take a load off of Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off of Fanny.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Take a load right off me. Hey, today is the last day of the month. What's it, you know what, we didn't ask what the national day was, though.
Today's national day. They all are not great. Or actually, I was just talking to Sue about this. National Plan for Vacation Day.
National Plan for Vacation Day.
I feel like this is actually kind of late to get around to...
Plan for vacation?
Yeah, I feel like you got to do it like October or November.
For next summer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I come from a family of six kids, so vacation is talked about immediately after the next one. So maybe I just have a different perspective.
It's like Iowa. After breakfast, they start talking about what's going to happen, going to have for dinner, then supper. You know, dinner is lunch, and supper is the evening meal.
Yeah.
Even though that if you ever eat in farm country with a farm family,
yeah.
I mean, that morning meal could, you know, everything you can imagine in it.
Gets
biscuits,
you day.
Gravy, eggs, buns, all types of different meat. Because everybody's going out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and,
to go work.
And working all day.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Gas prices. Speaking of vacations, this is how apropos for this. Gas prices are continuing to rise to start our year off, and experts say the prices are unlikely to turn around for any time soon. The average for a regular gallon of gas is $3.50 in the nation. Why it's nowhere near the record $5.01 reached in June, it's far more than what the average was heading to New Year's Day and what prices were a year ago. Say that it's possible the average price is going to reach $4 later this year, and it's going to go on for a while. They had a steady decline following the record-breaking summer, going as low as $3.10. Of course, we don't see that here. No, never. But now the national average has climbed for five straight weeks, including an eight cent jump from last week. And what's going on now? There are several factors. Gas demand has risen while the price of oil has slowly increased. And AAA said oil refinery utilization still hasn't recovered from the cold weather in December, and refineries typically perform maintenance in the coming months. And here in California, of course, we have to make two different brands of gasoline, summer and winter. And what Newsom did was he lifted the summer and said go back to winter a month early to try and get the prices lowered. But I think the lowest price around here is what, $3.85, something like that. So it's going to – if you remember, the Biden administration was touting and bragging about how, you know, the prices were tumbling, and now the prices haven't tumbled. In fact, they're starting to go back up again. I doubt if you'll see them during the press conference bragging on that.
I miss the 2020 gas prices that summer. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like $2.
Gee, I wonder why that was. Maybe because there was an abundance of oil.
Yeah, right.
And that the oil refineries were working. See, here's the problem is, you know,
there was no demand for it. There was really no demand for it.
Well, that could be, but it was also an abundance.
Yeah.
While Trump was there, an abundance of oil. We were exporting oil. We were energy, you know, independent for much of that time. Not all the time, but a lot of that time. And then the first things that President Biden did when he came in was kill the oil line. Ex-oil, whatever it is, killed that. And as Biden officials have said in the last month, that was a mistake.
Of course
it is. Now, here's the other thing. Before a big company, a big oil company, launches a new refinery, they've got to look at what's happening. Because you're talking billions of dollars to build a big refinery.
Yeah.
And even though that our refineries that we have out there, many of them are aging, and there's all types of maintenance they have to do on them, of course. They're looking at electric cars. They're looking at the advent of electric cars and what this is going to do to the gasoline industry. Well, it'll eventually drive the price of gasoline up a lot. And the as more and more electric vehicles come on the road. However, we don't have a way yet of being able to store, you know, provide the energy for the electric cars to store it, because all a car, electric car, truck is a battery, a very large battery, it has to get its power from someplace. So it's, you know, it's just gonna, you know, it's gonna be interesting during your lifetime to see all the changes are gonna be made.
Well, I remember when I was in third grade, the first like self-driving car came out. It was the Google car. I remember it was like this big thing, and everyone was watching like videos on it in their classrooms. So
wow.
This big, giant like
computer,
8-prong camera on the roof, and I remember thinking like, oh my goodness, like that's so cool. Like I wonder if we'll have self-driving cars in like 50 years.
Well,
and it's only been a decade, and it's like, oh
yeah,
my God.
You could buy a self-driving car if you wanted to.
I could. I don't. I enjoy driving. I mean, like I enjoy driving. I don't want to. Yeah.
You don't want to have the car drive for you.
No.
You don't want to drive down the road making that strange commercial that they have where they go. They're clapping on. You know, they're putting their hands on their knees and then they clap.
I haven't seen that commercial.
You haven't seen that, and they're driving along and in this new.
Yeah.
Self-driving truck, I think a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And they're just driving down the road, and, you know, I mean, it's like,
Well, the one cool thing is if everyone had a self-driving car, traffic wouldn't exist anymore.
Why?
Because all the cars, so traffic is like a very human thing, right? So, like, if you're on the freeway, someone brakes, you know, cascades.
Yeah.
But if all the cars are communicating together to each other, you would have stoplights that are just like webs of cars all at once, never stopping. And all the cars would communicate with each other. And
so there'd be a spacing like you see on the rodeos when the flag team's out there and they're running in between each other.
Exactly.
Well, what about that truck when you're driving down the road at 70 in your, in your speed-controlled car, because it will be speed-controlled, because, you know. And then that truck pulls out in your lane, and it's only doing 60.
Well, it wouldn't, because they're all self-driving. They communicate with each other. Your car would know that truck was going to do that.
Yeah, but could the truck do that? You know how a truck will get behind another truck, and it's going a mile and a half slower than it is, pulls out into the passing lane and stays there for 5 minutes while it's trying to pass, and then it finally passes, and there's 100 cars backed up, and they race by.
Possibly.
You know what? I mean, it could say is that, I'm sorry, there's too many cars, and you cannot do that. So does that mean then you couldn't override it? Every one of these self-driving cars, you can override it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my fear is that someday you couldn't.
Well, there,
right.
There lies a big problem.
Yeah.
What if you put in the wrong address? To your ex-girlfriend's house or, you know, your ex-wife's house. And it pulls up there and you cannot override it and it just pulls up.
Yeah, that would be
great. And it's just like, okay, new address. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs are with Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. She's built a business of two separate divisions here under one roof. All your insurance needs and financial management. They'll take a look at your retirement plans, at your insurance plans. They'll give you a free review and evaluation. And trust me, Judy Maxwell cares about her clients. She treats them as friends. And we have insurance with her because we trust Judy Maxwell. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or you can reach her at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And so you get me at 8 o'clock. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, will come in and join us and catch us up about what's happening there, all the events that are happening in Haven Humane, where the status is on all the animals. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 59. Looks like the wind is going to be is calmed finally. And tonight, areas of frost after 4 a.m. So that what that tells me, Liam, is that you need to go take a towel and put it over your windshield.
I probably, you know what? You guys told me to do that, and it worked. So I'm going to do it.
You know, 70 years of life. We do learn some things that we like to pass on to the next generation and the next generation
wisdom
after that. Yeah, and
the highlight, like the things you learn.
Well, you know, things that work.
On the windshield.
You know, I could go on for an entire day of things I've tried that don't work.
Yeah.
Or things that don't work out as well as I thought. It seemed like really a good idea at the time. one of those, here, hold my beer and watch this.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I've had those instances of my wife, too, and I'm still around.
Oh, yeah.
Now, though, I'm feeling personally under attack. The environmental groups now are coming after pickup trucks. Our evil planet-destroying passenger cars was not enough. Now they want to pickup trucks. I thought they'd go after trucks before they did cars, but hey. And this was in January 2021. Pickup trucks not only brazenly project petro-masculinity, they're also the personification, or that be truckification, of glorification of violence and domination. So you see these, you know, you see girls driving pickup trucks, and it's because they're part of the petro-masculinity group. That was in 2021. Now, though, they're saying is that they're starting to organize about pickup trucks. The latest push against large pickup trucks takes two basic forms. They're large and scary.
Yeah.
And hurt people, and they're bad for the environment, especially with people not really needing them for anything practical.
Well, I can testify, because I remember, when I was first driving, like, my parents' little car.
Yeah.
You know, trucks are, like, big cars, and so they're kind of aggressive. And so I was like, oh, truck drivers. And then I got, like, my first, like, proper car, and it was a 1998 Ford Econoline E150 conversion van. And that thing was big. And I'll tell you something. You have to be really aggressive when driving a big vehicle. Like, if you're trying to merge, you have to cut people off. People aren't going to let you over.
What, in a big vehicle?
Oh, yeah. You got to be aggressive.
So what I'm saying is... Are you frightened by my pickup truck?
No, I'm saying people are frightened, but it's like, you have to drive like a jerk sometimes just to be able to get to where you need to go, because the car's big.
Oh, you're talking about your car?
I'm talking about, like, big cars.
Oh, okay. So if you're driving, you have to, if people don't let you merge.
You have to cut them off, essentially.
Well, yeah, but, you know, in Reading, I've only had that happen, you know, maybe a dozen times.
No, that's
but
true.
You go down south.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. And that's why, you know, a pickup truck is great. What I do is I try to pick out a new Mercedes, and then I just come on over.
Yeah.
They usually break.
Oh, yeah.
Would even be better if I put a cattle pusher on the front of my truck. That would even be better. I would like that. I could, in fact, I'm thinking about doing that anyway. Not because I have cattle to push, but just so I could really, really cause more fear in my petrol masculinity out there. Now, as far as people don't need them, I would say there's many cases where people have pickup trucks that don't ever use them. Like a pickup truck. Like, mine carries all types of stuff.
Well,
hay, equipment in the back, and that kind of stuff.
You don't need a truck.
But not all the time. I could have, what?
You don't need a truck till you need it, right? When you need it, it's like a plunger.
It's like a gun.
It's
like a gun.
No, it is.
Yeah. You don't need it until you need it, and then if you don't have it, it's too late.
Yep.
A plunger. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm right.
I didn't realize that driving a truck made, you know, I was part of the petro-masculinity group there. I just, that was an article by a guy named what's his name?
Do you get
Mike
a plaque?
Miller. Mike Miller was writing about it. And the reason is, now, it is probably true that the, if you're driving a F-150 or 250 or any of the trucks, mm-hmm. full-size trucks, and you get in a head-on with a Prius, you're probably going to come out of it better.
Oh, yeah.
If you hit, even larger cars, because of the way it's built and it's heavier, and, you know, you probably got a better chance. That's the other thing, is when Linda got her driver's license, her parents got her this huge, and I can't remember what kind of car it was, but, you know, it was a huge car.
Yeah.
Because they thought, well, if, you know, it will give you a better chance to survive. Because then they didn't have all the safety, the airbags and all that kind of stuff. And then she ends up with a Volkswagen Bug, mm-hmm. which she never had a wreck in. She did burn out two engines, but that's another story. Okay. I don't know if you've read you know, when you think justice is kind of strange, you know, like the cake decorations where they have to take it all the way to the Supreme Court or wedding photographers and all of this. There was a pro-life activist named Mark Houck, and he was demonstrating on the sidewalk, you know, where they were told that they could demonstrate in front of an abortion center. And he got into an altercation. One of the other side was harassing his kid, and he told him to leave him alone, and the guy didn't stop, so Houck pushes him. Now, under the law passed by the Democrat Congress, it says that any type of demonstration that can that causes a criminalizes using force with the intent to injure, intimidate, and interfere with clinic workers, and that's called the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, the FACE Act. Well, that's what they charged him with. But the big thing on this recent made news is a team of about 25 SWAT guys shows up pounding on the family's door in the morning. They said they were going to break it in if he didn't open it. And so, I mean, he opens the door and they Jeez. Come in with guns drawn.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing their guns at him, at his wife, and basically everybody in the house. So he went to trial, finally went to trial. After an hour, the jury found him not guilty.
Of course.
Yeah. So the Department of Justice even sent a prosecutor and for a FACE prosecution from Washington to help deal with the case in Philly. And this happened in Philadelphia. So he was found not guilty of
that's
that.
That's insane.
Well, the part is how many do you need to have? I realize, well, police will go in force, you know, because, you know, that's one of the things. Intimidate, and also if something happens, you've got a better chance of mm-hmm. survival or taking down the person. But 25 SWAT guys, and when they come in the house and all the kids are there and the guys in front of them, I'm not sure about, you know, it seems to me, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they put their guns away after they got in there. But they're probably being told that this guy is violent and that they were going to, and they weren't going to, you know, weren't sure what was going to happen. But, you know, 25, that's like sending the FBI to Trump's Mar-a-Lago place. And raiding Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
It was so politicized. It was just a black eye for the federal agencies that were doing that. And then now we find that President Biden has got documents. And I bet you what, they won't find another document. Because mm-hmm. somebody is standing there, if they find a document, it goes into a burn bag right then.
Oh, yeah.
Except the FBI is conducting it now. But how many others, I wonder, were just destroyed?
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, every single one of our elected officials have documents in closets and drawers and shoeboxes. I mean,
some of the stuff they get, and it, you know, they can only see it when they're in, like, a hearing.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, some things that are that sensitive. Others, I think they can send over. If you send it in a double-sealed package, mm-hmm. Then you can open it up and look at it if you have the clearances.
Yeah.
But then you have to reseal it and send it back.
Yeah.
It's not like keeping it overnight, but I can tell you that you're probably right. The way that classified's handled on Capitol Hill is probably it's scary.
Oh, yeah.
And, I, having dealt with classified material a lot when I was in the military, I know how we take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But an elected official, who, by the way, does not have to have a background investigation if
really?
You're elected at that federal office.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You don't need a background investigation. Obama didn't have a background investigation, I'm sure. And he was looking at everything. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and then Mark Story joins us right after the news.
Turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. GOP lawmakers in Congress say that embattled Congressman George Santos of New York will not serve on his two committees for now. Santos has admitted to fabricating key parts of his background since his election in November. Memphis officials have disciplined two more police officers and three emergency responders in connection with the fatal beating of motorist Tyree Nichols. The punishments were announced after police released video of the incident.
A sixth officer, Preston Hiphill, is heard on the video saying he stunned Nichols and that he hoped officers would stop him as well. Nichols and the five officers are black. Hiphill is white. No details were given about the seventh officer. Meanwhile, fire department officials announced the firing of two emergency medical technicians and a lieutenant. The department says the three failed to adequately assess Nichols' condition. I'm Norman Hall.
Winter weather is bringing ice to Texas and nearby states, and it's causing the cancellation today of more than 980 flights and delays to nearly 800 more. One traffic death was reported in Austin, Texas. As the White House and Congress debate increasing the nation's debt ceiling, the Treasury Department has announced plans to increase its borrowing.
The move highlights the ongoing debate over federal spending that has overtaken Washington, as the U.S. government is on track to max out on its $31.4 trillion statutory borrowing authority, also known as the debt ceiling. Treasury officials said Monday the U.S. plans to borrow $932 billion during the January to March quarter, which is $353 billion more than announced last October. That's due to a lower beginning of quarter cash balance of $253 billion and projections of lower than expected income tax receipts and higher spending. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith. A time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Former President Trump is suing Washington Post journalist and author Bob Woodward.
The lawsuit is in connection with audio recorded during interviews with Woodward that the former president says were released without his permission. In the lawsuit filed Monday, the former president said he agreed to the audio recordings for Woodward's 2020 book titled Rage. He says he did not agree to the audio being used for an audio book. Mr. Trump is seeking nearly $50 million in damages. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It's the end of an era for the Boeing 747. The last jumbo jet is leaving the Seattle area factory today. The Boeing plane debuted back in 1969. And over the past more than half century, the 747 has served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. News and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Six western states that rely on water from the Colorado River have agreed on a model to dramatically cut water use. But there's one major holdout.
California gets the largest allocation of water from the Colorado. The river and its tributaries wind through seven states, serving 40 million people and a $5 billion a year agriculture industry. Two gigantic reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, have reached historic lows, reflecting the stress on the river amid drought and all that demand and consequent overuse. The Bureau of Reclamation called on the states to propose ways to conserve 2 to 4 million acre feet of water. They've now come up with a plan. California, however, has not signed on, saying it will submit its own model for water reductions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Federal Reserve is poised this week to raise its benchmark interest rate for an eighth time since last March. I'm Greg Clugston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, such an integral part of our community, helping with nonprofits, being part of the Chamber of Commerce, but mostly providing just outstanding medical care to our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Today is the 31st of January. We have let this month go by, and the only thing we've accomplished is...
Long pause.
Well, what we came up with in the last hour was McCarthy, you know, became Speaker of the House, but that doesn't kind of like touch us here. No. Let me see.
I started working out. We'll count that.
All right.
You did.
Are you still working out?
No, I pulled something in my back. Okay. So I'm taking 4 days off.
You've got to do the Mark Story method of working out, okay? When he gets ready to work out, the first 2 months is contemplating it, thinking about it, and what he's going to do. But you don't do it. You just have to kind of think about it first. And then you get in there the first day, and you look at the machines. You look at the machines, and you do that for a week to get yourself in a routine of showing up there. And somewhere on the 2.5 month mark, you might step onto a treadmill. That's not running, but you're on it.
How long did you follow me for?
Well, until you turned it on. And then I said, whoa, that's just way too much. You know, I went back and sat down. Okay. So what it look like this week?
Yeah, so we are going to have a high of 58 today and a low of 34 tonight. We're going to be in the mid to low 50s as our highs, and then the low to high 40s for our lows. We are expecting to see rain Thursday night through Saturday, and then frosting like every night. Frost. It's going to get cold.
That's right.
You know what? Maybe we'll get snow.
Oh, no.
It doesn't say anything about that, but I'm speculating.
Well, it's going to be raining, possibly.
Well, and it's going to be cold, and every time we get snow, it's like February. So.
Whoa. Okay. Is that what smoke? Did Snowmageddon hit us on February?
It did, yeah. He's
right. Wow.
Yeah.
Every time we've ever seen it.
You know, the good thing is all the trees that could fall down around me have fallen down. I think. But I'm not sure. One across the street kind of scares me. I mean, these are really tall trees, and the guy trimmed them back. I mean, Harry trimmed them all back, which was a great idea.
Well, the problem is we have all of these old oaks, and they don't have deep root systems.
Yeah. I've got a digger pine behind us that's been leaning at about a 30-degree lean for 15 years.
Oh.
The trees around it when Snowmageddon hit that were standing up straight crashed. This one has been there. It's got vines all over it.
Yeah.
Half the branches are brown, and yet it continues to stay there. Luckily, it's leaning away from my house. It's not on my property. Otherwise, it would have been gone 15 years ago. And I keep going down to the owner of the property and saying, look, that's going to fall in your parking lot. It could hit people.
Yeah.
I'll split the cost of taking it down for 15 years. He has said no. He lets us trim all around there and all that. Very pleasant man.
He doesn't
want
that tree.
Doesn't want that tree down. And I'm like, okay, I'm living with it. I keep thinking every year, that's it, it's gone. Nope. Okay. Weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned company. All of the propane gas comes out of like one tank, maybe two tanks down in outside Sacramento. So it's customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane has the best customer service. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have special plans for people with the cost of propane going through the roof. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a full beard you have there now.
It is, yeah.
Very gray.
It is, yeah.
You're just a kid.
It's very reminiscent of the hair on your head, yes.
It is. Arctic blonde.
Is that what it is?
That's
I like
that's
it.
That's what we have, yeah. Arctic blonde.
I like okay. It. Mine's legacy silver.
I love you being on the show. Mainly, you know, Mark's been a friend of mine for a long time. But you do, you know, I think you can say you do God's work when it comes to taking care of these animals, man. And you've got a bunch of things to talk about, so let's hop on to it.
All right. So I want to start today with our pet story. So our story this week is about Glenn. Glenn is a 3-year-old pit bull who came to us as a stray on December 9th. He had an injury to his hind leg and wasn't putting any weight on it, so we put him on some medication to see if it improved. X-rays revealed some damage to his hip joint that wasn't going to heal over time. So on December 20th, our Dr. Campbell performed a femoral head osteotomy to clean up that joint, and soon Glenn started putting weight on that hind leg again. Glenn is an absolute ambassador to the pit bull breed. He is an easygoing dog, and since he loves treats and toys, he's easy to train. He went to PetSmart twice last week, and he was a rock star both times. He kennels up like a champ and is very well behaved inside his crate. He's so excited about everyone and everything. He has met dogs his size and larger and done great with them, all wagging tails and wanting to play. He once met a tiny dog that was the size of his head, and Glenn was so sweet and gentle with her. He belly crawled up to her and was kissing her face. He's great with people of all ages. He's a little bit mouthy, but doesn't use his teeth at all. He's an all-around good boy and ready to go home today.
Glenn was on our show, and we all fell in love with Glenn. He is just a great dog.
He's an amazing boy, and he actually was on so Steve-O from the Jackass show, who now just goes by Steve, actually did a show at the Civic Center Saturday night. And so I heard it was a great show. Everybody who's a fan of that loved it. But one of the things that Steve does is when he goes to these shows throughout the country, he contacts rescues and shelters and tries to get a shelter dog or rescue dog there to promote that dog, but also to promote adopting rather than shopping, and
wow,
to promote donating locally to your local Humane Society, shelter, rescue, whatever it is. So Jim and Reed, two of our team, took Glenn, and Glenn went there and said it went great. I saw some pictures. He faced the audience. He was, you know, giving kisses to Steve and just had a great time, and Steve talked him up. And so we're hoping that he's going to get adopted very soon. But Glenn is just one example of the many, many fantastic dogs and cats that we have at Haven looking for homes.
I tell you what, he was here on the show and we all fell in love with him. And he's black and white, and he just like you say, he's affectionate. He comes up to you, he's licking your hand. All he wants is a chance.
He's so fun. He's
yeah.
So excitable, and he's funny. He loves people. He loves the attention. He's just, yeah, anybody who's met Glenn has fallen in love with him. He's just a great, great guy.
Okay. Well, good luck, Glenn. At least he's in a place where he's being taken care of very well, and somebody's going to find him. Somebody will come in there that day.
Absolutely.
And go, oh.
Yeah, hopefully today.
Well, that would be great.
Yes, it would.
Valentine's Day. Now, the first line in your Valentine's Day, you know, handout here, I don't see what it has to do, especially with dogs. If wet kisses, love bites, and belly rubs sounds like a good way to celebrate Valentine's Day, we have a very unique date waiting to meet you. If you ended it after Valentine's Day, I'm in, man. I'm
right.
In. This sounds like a perfect way to start Valentine's Day.
Well, we're trying something different, so I'm going to continue with the writing there, but we'll arrange a blind date for singles or couples who want to do something completely new to celebrate this day of love. We've put together a date night with the shelter animals. Bring your date or come alone, and we will reserve a spot for you to spend 30 minutes with a dog or cat for an exuberant exchange of love. From 11:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. on February 14th, anyone who comes by with a donation will get a Valentine's sweet treat. from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., those who have purchased a ticket in advance will have a 30-minute blind date with a dog or cat that our staff chooses for them. It will be a great way to have fun on Valentine's Day this year. Go to our website, havenhumane.org, to purchase tickets and set up your petting profile so our staff can match you to the perfect blind date. It's $40 for a couple, $25 for singles. And so that, again, is going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. Anytime you come in, though, and just do a donation between 11:30 and 7:30 on February 14th, we're going to have a sweet treat for you, and thank you for coming in. But this is going to be a special Valentine's Day. It is limited. We are only doing eight dogs, so eight couples or singles, and so eight dog dates and four cat dates for that 5:30.
Let's go back to the subject I've been talking about for 2 days, ChatGPX. Somebody asked, what are five different Valentine's Day events you could plan? This is number six. You could go, you know, something, you know, what should I do? Well, maybe you're looking for a new pet, so don't tell your loved one. Just get your tickets, reserve your spot, and show up. Where are we going? Where are we going? This is Haven Humane. You're turning me in, you know, to your loved one. No, we're going to go in, and they get to meet a special
friend. Yeah, and there's no pressure to adopt. No. You can just come in and just give them love. They are adoptable, all of them, so you can adopt. But, again, there's no pressure to adopt. And there will be some other things that go along with it. They're really doing a great job. Our team came up with this, and they are really planning it. It's going to be a fun night. So if you're looking for something very different to do and to have fun, this is your chance. So, again, eight spots for dogs and four spots for cats is all we have this time. And if this is real successful, then we could see this turn into something different where we could do like a Friday night date night every now and again or something similar. But we want to see how this goes first. We're really hoping that people are going to come to this, because we really do think it's going to be fun, and the staff is working really hard to make it just that.
Okay, now I've got another idea for you.
Okay.
Every time I say that, he closes his eyes. Why do you close your eyes when I say I've got this other idea? You've heard of speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that as soon as we get back from this break. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes? It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Let the dogs out!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning. Be back tomorrow when we have Redding Police Department with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. That's right. Work injuries can be life-changing. If you're not getting the treatment you deserve, you need to do something about it. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers. Patrick Gorman understands all the concepts of workers' compensation. And you need somebody that's going to fight for you, and Patrick's the guy to do it. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and that idea of who let the dogs out, there's people go around the country that break into places and let animals out for some weird reason. We're not going to discuss that, but let's talk about, you have a Valentine's Day date you just talked about. I think it's really a cute idea that people can buy tickets, and from 5:30 to 7:30 at Haven Humane, you're limited on the number. I think it's, what, eight people, nine?
Eight dogs, four cats. So
okay, so
eight people come see dogs and four people come see cats.
There you go. And that can be kind of like a Valentine's Day date. You go there at 5:30, stay till 6, and go out for dinner afterwards or whatever. Now, here's my idea. That's good. I mean, you spend 30 minutes with that animal. Speed dating. So you bring in, like, 10 dogs. And you bring in people, and they get 5 minutes with each dog. And they see 10 dogs. And in 5 minutes, you can kind of tell, don't you think? I mean, you've been around there.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So it's speed dating.
We've done that.
And so you meet 10 dogs or 10 cats. And then, you know, you can have one of those days.
Yeah, we've done things like that.
It might be kind of hard.
We've done things like that. It's really difficult to do that. But, yeah, that's another idea. Yeah, no.
There's ideas here.
That actually is one of your better ideas, yes.
Okay.
We'll give you that.
Doggy Dash is coming.
Doggy Dash is coming. It's right around the corner. I mean, tomorrow's February. I don't know how that happened. So, yeah, our Doggy Dash is going to be March
18th. I can tell you how that happened. I told Liam specifically on the 3rd of January, slow this month down.
Yeah,
he did nothing.
Didn't.
He
did
nothing.
Happen at all.
He
did nothing. Sped right
every
by.
Day. Every day. Every 24 hours.
I know.
There we are.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay, Liam.
So
you're young. As you get older, trust me, it goes by faster.
It does.
It goes by faster.
It does. So Doggy Dash is going to be March 18th, Saturday, March 18th. It's going to be at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This will be our certified 5K, 10K run. So it's family fun. It's a run, walk, fundraiser event. There's prizes for 5K and 10K winners. You can bring your pups and dress them up in a costume for a chance to win a prize for them. So, it's $30 for a 5K or $45 for the 10K. Participants 10 years and under are free. This event will be held in rain or shine. We had a little bit of rain last year, but we still had quite a few people come out. We really appreciated it. So registration is open and available at active.com. There is a link on our calendar on our website, havenhumane.org. Online registration closes March 16th, but there will be registration at the event from 8 to 8:45, and the race starts at 9. So I want to talk a little bit more about this. So this is a great opportunity to come out on a Saturday morning, Turtle Bay. It's a beautiful route. It is certified, 5K and 10K certified, so we'll have a certified timer there. And the importance of that is for the hardcore runners that are looking to get an actual time early on in the season. This can do that for them. Or they're just competitive and they just want to get that time. That's great. But it's also set up for those that want to just come out, walk with their friends, walk with their dogs, walk with their family, whatever, and just support Haven and do a beautiful 5K walk, or a 10K, which is great. So it's a 5K, 10K. Like I said, it's a beautiful route. We're really looking forward to it. We will have, lots of people out there. So please do go on havenhumane.org. Check out the link. It's on our calendar section, or you can go to active.com and put in Doggy Dash in Reading, and it'll come up. It is the only dog-friendly run in our area, so it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy it, and I think you will too. So Saturday, March 18th, come on out.
Well, I identify as a 9-year-old, so I should be able to get in free then. Okay. Just thought I'd throw
I'm not
going
to argue that you identify with a 9-year-old.
I said I identify. It doesn't mean that I am. I just identify because, as you know, in today's society, it's how you identify is very important. Okay. I have gone to YouTube about every other week so I can watch you.
What do you mean every other week? Why aren't you going every
because
week?
I'll watch two of them. Because sometimes I forget. All right. Okay. Sometimes it's 3 weeks, but then I watch them all.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Glenn was on there. Actually featured Glenn
a while ago. Mark is on YouTube every Monday. Mark's Monday Mashup. Why couldn't it be Mark's Monday Menagerie? And it's got to do with animals. Yeah, something else.
Gosh, dang, man, you are on fire today.
Because you
ideas.
Have all different types of animals
change.
There.
It's not going to change now, but.
Who's Melanie?
Melanie is a very sweet little white pity. She is amazing. So she was actually on yesterday's episode. So she came – that episode aired yesterday, and it's on YouTube now. So if you go to YouTube, you can go to Haven Humane Society. We have our own page. We have a lot of stuff up there. It's not just Mark's Monday Mashup. We have a lot of informational videos, stuff about Haven on there as well. If you do go on there, please subscribe. It costs you nothing. You can hit the notification bell and get notified whenever we put up new videos, whether it's Mark's Monday Mashup or whether it's something else.
You get a lot of hits on that?
We do. We need more. We need lots more. It brings attention to all the animals and all the programs that we have going on at Haven. The Mark's Monday Mashups are usually under 3 minutes, so it's not really a long time. We try and keep them under 3 minutes. Sometimes we go over depending on what's going on, but most of the time it's under 3 minutes. We talked about Glenn earlier. Glenn was a star of that. Melanie was yesterday. Just watch the Mark's Monday Mashup, and you'll be able to meet Melanie. And I always try and get a staff member in there. I've gone through quite a few staff members, and it's a little harder now to get ones that are, you know, because they're cleaning or taking care of the animals whenever I'm shooting the video, so it's a little bit harder sometimes. So you're going to see a lot of the same folks. Usually it's the adoption folks who are down there with the adoptable mm-hmm. animals who help out a lot of times. Reed and Cassie help out a lot with that, and Jim, so I appreciate them for doing it. But I'll introduce new people whenever I can. So you get to meet the team, get to meet a dog or a cat, sometimes both. Usually it's just one animal, and then I keep everybody up to date on current events, what's going on at Haven. Talked about the Valentine's Day thing. We talk about Doggy Dash, obviously, and everything else. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing them. But if you do go on, please do subscribe and share that with your friends.
I don't know if I've subscribed, but I will.
Yeah, please. Yeah, all you do is hit the subscribe button. If you want to hit the like, if you like it, that'd be great. If you don't like it, don't. And then hit the notification bell if you can. All that stuff helps get that message out more to folks.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? A lot of people are. Or how about an electric bicycle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 8:33 in the morning here on the last day of January, 2023. It's 34 degrees out there. It must be getting a little warmer. It's going to be frosty tonight, too. 41. So, okay, 41. But this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's on Hartnell Avenue. Now, why Senior Commons or River Commons Senior Living? It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. Beautiful accommodations, gourmet food. They are located very close to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Hartnell. And it provides a wonderful place to enjoy your senior years when you're thinking about it. I don't have to worry about plumbing. I don't have to worry about painting. I don't have to worry about glass being cleaned. Any of those things. River Commons Senior Living and great people there. They have a new program for moderate income families. Give Brian a call at 530-221-2121 to find out about that. It's the same. Everything is the same. It's just for people who have a moderate income. For a personalized tour, have lunch, give them a call. Again, 530-221-2121. Find out why people in River Commons worry less and smile more. We're here with Mark Story of Haven Humane, the CEO of Haven Humane, and it's coming up quick. Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet. I can't believe it. So tomorrow's registration. So tomorrow morning registration starts. We open the doors at 8 o'clock. There will be people there earlier. I will be there helping with that as well. So our camp dates this year are June 10th through 24th, and the second camp will be July 15th through the 29th. It's open to children ages 10 to 15. We strive to have every camp dog adopted before camp is over. These are great dogs to begin with. That's why they are chosen to work with campers. But after camp, they are even better trained and socialized. So when camp starts, please come check them out. We'll have videos and photos posted on Facebook during the camp sessions. If you are interested in registering a child for Camp Love a Pet, again, it's 10 to 15. There is a registration on our website, havenhumane.org. The camper needs to write a 200-word minimum essay, why they want to be in camp. That is very important to us because we want to know why each kid is there. Registration, like I said, will open at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We will be there early to let folks in to the classroom where it's a little bit warmer. And, yeah, it usually fills up by about 9 o'clock. So we expect to be full tomorrow morning.
Now, are you doing just single kids this year, right? In other words, you know, because of COVID, you doubled
no,
up.
No, we're for moving forward, we will always do two kids, one dog.
That's a good idea. With the idea is that, you know, during the summer, you know, a kid may be not be able to be there every day and all that. And so you've got
continuity. It's not that, actually.
It's not that.
Nope.
Really?
It's, okay. There's a whole bunch of reasons. We did it because of COVID because we were short on animals, which we're clearly not short on animals now. But it also, whenever we do select camp dogs, they are in the kennel for a minimum of 3 weeks before they can go home. And so we don't like to have them more dogs than we need to, taking up kennel space when we can get them adopted in into homes, right? So this limits how many dogs we're going to use. So if we have 16 kids and we're looking at 8 dogs, if we go up to higher, then, you know, one dog for every 2 kids.
Okay.
But it also really created better teamwork. And a big part of Camp Love a Pet isn't just teaching them to how to train dogs and how to be more responsible dog owners, but it's also about how to be better community members. And a big part of being a better community member is learning how to work within a team. And so they are randomly paired with another camper as well as a dog. So it's all random. They basically pull a leash out of a box, and then once the second – if they're the first one that pulls it out, they go stand over there, they put the leash back in, and the second person that pulls it out, that's the team. So that's the dog, and those are the two campers. And so it has worked out really, really well. We've seen some bonds happen with these kids, which is fantastic, and obviously the bond with the dog is great. And it's just, it's a very different positive atmosphere when we do it this way, and we like it a lot better this way. So logistically, obviously, it is easier, but that really wasn't the reason we stayed with it. We really stayed with it because we felt like it was a more impact on the training and the overall experience for the campus.
Well, it gives you more kids available, I mean, to be here and to learn a lot of things.
Yeah, so that registration will happen tomorrow. It will be you'll see me out there if you come for registration. I'll be out flagging people down to come to the classroom, giving them numbers. It's first come, first serve. for that. Again, it starts at 8 o'clock. And the camps, one more time, you can go on our havenhumane.org to get the registration. It's got all the camp dates. But again, the first camp is June 10th through 24th, and the second camp is July 15th through 29th.
If you do it once, can you do it again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we have lots of people do it again.
Well, what about kids that come in the first time, and you've had other kids have been there like three times? And
it's first come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise, it gets
crazy.
That would be a nightmare that I'm not going to deal with.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. The next one, our next subject here is how can we help adopt out the animals you have down there?
Yeah, we're really, really full. I've talked about it the last couple of months. Sadly, it hasn't gotten any better whatsoever. In fact, it's gotten significantly worse. We have lots and lots of animals coming through the door every day and not enough going out. So it's made it very difficult for us, and it's not just us. This is across the country. We're seeing it. There's all kinds of reasons for it, but realistically speaking, I don't really care what the reasons are. I only care about the solutions. So how can you help us? You can help us network our dogs and cats. You can let everyone you know that we've got great pets at reasonable adoption fees, and they come altered, which spayed or neutered, microchipped, and are currently on vaccinations. You can share our Facebook and our YouTube links, and you can help us network these deserving pets. That's really the easiest thing to do. Just share the stuff that we're putting out there, because I understand that a lot of people, myself included, I'm not in a position where I can adopt another dog, right? So I understand that there's a lot of people that aren't in that position, but you might have friends or family members that are. So if you can share Mark's Monday Mashup, share our Facebook posts where we've got our adoptable animals on there, just talk about it and talk to people about adopting. You know, that goes a long, long way. I did get an update on our Valentine's thing. We have 10 tickets available, so 2 tickets have already been sold. So that's another way. Come in. You know, support us. You can donate to help out. But when it comes to the Valentine's Day thing, it's a fundraiser too, because you're going to donate for the ticket, but then you're going to come in. So share that experience with your friends and family. You know, if you come in, share that dog. Maybe you can adopt. That's okay. Come in and hang out with the dog for 30 minutes. Give them love. That's going to be the best 30 minutes that dog's had since the last volunteer took him out. And that could be a couple days, because we're really full, even with as many volunteers as we have. So you could make that dog's day, and just they can have a great time. So share that, and share that with your friends and family, and say, hey, look, I met this dog, and this is what we liked about him. He's an amazing dog. And, you know, maybe somebody will adopt. So there's tons of ways that you can help, for sure.
Okay. Now, we did this. We sponsored a kennel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this, and that also helps defray expenses. But yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have kennel sponsors. Basically, they're plaques that you can put in memory of a loved one, in honor of somebody. You can just put your name on it, put your dog's name on it. My wife and I did it in honor of some dogs that we've lost all of them at this point, I believe. And we did it. It's $250 for a dog kennel. We are out of cat condos. They're sold out, and we only have a handful of dog kennels left. To do that. So basically the plaque will go on a kennel, and then there's just one plaque per kennel. Once all of those are sold out, then we are going to be doing something new, which will be for cats and dogs. We're still working on that project. It'll be something probably similar to what Turtle Bay has with the turtles that are out front on the wall. We're looking at doing something like that with cats and dogs as well. But right now we want to get the rest of these kennel plaques done. So like I said, we've got, I think it's only about a handful left. They're $250 for the dog kennel. It's a great way to remember a loved one or honor somebody as well. So like you said, I've got one, you've got one.
Mm-hmm.
Mine sits on kennel 22. So.
Which one is mine? I don't remember. Toward the front there.
Yeah. I don't remember the number exactly.
Okay. I like to have a dog in there with maybe a little bit higher degree of education. So
we can put an Air Force dog in there.
Okay. Oh, you know what? That was pretty good, Mark. Is it one of your pilots? Okay.
Sorry, that door was so wide open.
I should have even thought about that one. Wow. Hey, your Roundup app. This is really a cool way that you can donate every month and never miss never miss it. I mean, it's one thing to write a check for $150, but if you do this Roundup app,
right,
that every time you go to the store or any time you use your card or anything, and if it comes up to 55 cents, the other 45 cents goes right to you all.
Yeah, the Roundup app is great because it's an easy way to donate without really thinking about it. You can go to our heavymain.org again, go to our donate page, and there's a link to the roundupapp.com, or you can just download the Roundup app and then select Haven for it. The cool thing with the Roundup app is that you can set a limit. So if you want $10 a month max, you may not even make it there, but it's going to round to the nearest dollar, whatever that is, wherever you leave off on that purchase, and then that money will go towards Haven Humane Society. And then at the end of the year, the Roundup app will send you the tax information receipt, right? So you can use it for your taxes.
Yeah, tax deductible.
Right. Yeah. Which is great. And it's an easy way to do it. And like I said, the cool thing is that you can put what your limit is. $10, $20, whatever it is, you can put your limit on a monthly limit. So yeah, if you're interested in doing that, it's an easy way to donate without really thinking about it. And you control how much. You can go to our donate page, like I said, on our website, havenhumane.org, and the roundupapp.com there's a link on there and it'll tell you a lot more about it.
Okay. Time for a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop has been in existence, I really don't know, a couple of decades for sure. But it's a better-known business, and I've been going there. I found it when I first moved here and 15 years ago, and that's where I've had my haircut. And I've thoroughly enjoyed the experience for 15 years. They work by appointments now, and so you can set up a time that works for you and by just giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Great place to have lunch. We'll be right back.
Boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Prepare for a full night of laughter with actor and comedian Whitney Cummings at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, March 17th. Whitney Cummings is hailed as the reigning queen of American stand-up and best known for co-creating the Emmy-nominated series Two Broke Girls. Come join us in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for this night full of jokes and good times that you won't want to miss. Tickets for this event start at just $50. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Redding Police Department will be with us at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk with them about what's going on in our society around here, in the criminal society of Redding. And tonight, Ask Al is on. And that's a real interesting program.
It is.
I mean, if you've not heard it yet, do yourself a favor and 6:05 tonight, come on back and listen to Elle and Ron Lim. They have a real interesting show talking about all types of relationship issues and everything. Our guest is Mark Story, from CEO of Haven Humane, and we've got like three things we got to hit. So start.
Okay, so first I want to give a vet hospital update. We're still having our walk-in vaccine clinics every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. It's outside of our vet hospital. You should come early. We can only take about 35 pets per day for that, so the first 35 will get seen. But yes, come early on that. You can check our Facebook page or website calendar for any last-minute cancellations of the event. We've had to cancel a couple times. Obviously, we're limited on staff for that, but it goes on almost every Wednesday, so from 2 to 4. Our vet hospital is also doing trap-neuter-release surgeries for cats in traps. We're going to be bumping that up from 3 a day to 5 a day starting probably next week. The cats must be in the trap. You need to be at the hospital by 7:15 for check-in. Limit 2 cats per person per day, and obviously it's a first-come, first-served basis.
So that's 5 a day then. So 20 cats a week?
We only do it Monday through Thursday.
That's 5 plus times 4 is 20.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And there are vouchers available, and you can call 241-2550 for voucher information, but it's easier if you bring the cat over, get checked in, and then at 8 o'clock come on over to the other building or shelter building, Building B, and you can get the voucher at that point. Okay. But you can call 241-2550 earlier just to make sure and figure out what the rules for the vouchers are. Also, our vet hospital is now scheduling spay-neuter appointments for owned pets. We're only doing a couple a day as we are really, really full. And so right now we have so many animals that are shelter animals that are our focus. But we're doing the best we can to help out the community as much as possible.
Everyone you pull in, every stray that comes in gets spay-neutered?
Before they're adopted, they have to be spay-neutered and microchipped.
That's correct. Microchipped, yeah. Okay.
You can call 241-1658 for prices for the spays and neuters or for scheduling. And you can also look on our website, havenhumane.org, because they're going to have all that on our vet hospital tab. The other thing I want to talk about is our volunteers. If you're interested, you know, we talked about how you can help. Volunteering is another great way to help. We love our volunteers. They're absolutely amazing. We couldn't do what we do without them. If you're interested in being a part of our team as a volunteer, you can go on our website, again, havenhumane.org. You can fill out a volunteer application. And then within a couple of days, usually two to three days, Cassie's going to email you back, and she's going to give you a link to an orientation, which is a pretty easy orientation, and a quick quiz on that. And then she's going to tell you what the next steps are on that. Also, as part of that, it talks about where you can volunteer, because it's not just about walking dogs or socializing cats. There's all kinds of other areas that you can volunteer to help out. And we absolutely love that. We've actually got our volunteer appreciation luncheon coming up here in May, which will be here before you know it, which is great. And we absolutely love our volunteers. They're fantastic. So that is another way you can help out. And then the last thing is, I just want to remind everybody about the Valentine's Day thing. So, Valentine's Day, February 14th. If you want to come do one of our blind dates, there are 10 tickets left. For couples, it's $40. For singles, it's $25. You will talk to our staff. They will set up a petting profile for you, and they will match you to a blind date, either a dog or a cat, for 30 minutes. There's no pressure to adopt. They are adoptable, but you do not have to. There's no commitment to you to adopt. We just want you to come in and have fun with the dog or cat, and we want them to have fun with you guys, so it's just going to be great. So it's something different to do on Valentine's. That's going to be 5:30, 7:30, but if you come in any time between 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. on February 14th and give us a donation, we're going to have some Valentine's sweet treats for you, and we thank you very much for taking time out of that day to come visit us at Haven.
What kind of sweet treats?
I don't know. They're working on that now. That's why I say sweet treats. So cupcakes and different things.
I mean, it's not like the kind you give a horse.
No. These will be people treats.
People treats. Okay. People treats. Just wondering.
Yes.
Okay. We've got about, 5 minutes.
Okay.
So we've talked about almost everything here.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing is tomorrow.
Camp Love a Pet registration.
Don't forget that if you want to have your child between the ages of 10 and 15,
and that,
get involved with this. And a lot of kids come back, several times because they get so much out of this camp. And you've got two separate camps.
Yes, and that's $300. I forgot to mention that. It's $300, and it's a two-week camp. So basically we have orientation on the first Saturday. Then they go Monday through Friday from 8 to 12 or 8 to 1 if we have a field trip day for 2 weeks. And then the last Saturday, which would be June 24th and July 29th, will be graduation. Which is Saturday morning, and it's a big pomp and circumstance graduation. It is fantastic. It is a lot of fun. I love Camp Love a Pet. I mean, Carl knows because I talk about it every year, but Camp Love a Pet is my favorite 4 weeks of the year, hands down, because I get to be a counselor and get to hang out. In fact, I'm going to have coffee with one of our former campers, now a junior counselor. He's graduating from U Prep this year and going off to college, and so I'm going to go catch up with him Wednesday for some coffee. And we have one camper that was a camper, camp counselor for a long time, and now she is one of Reading's finest. She's a Reading police officer.
Well, that's great.
So we have lots of kids that I've seen grow up through Camp Love a Pet, and they've become part of our family. And I'm so proud of each and every one of them because the transformation in 2 weeks is amazing. But some of these kids that I've known for years, they're just – a big part of our family.
Because you see them, you see them once a year, and you can watch that progression.
Yeah,
many
but
times.
A lot of these I see more.
Okay,
more than once a year. A lot of these kids I get to see throughout the year.
They
come out and volunteer, stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's great.
So how many dogs you got now?
At my house or at Haven?
No, not
at Haven. Oh, no, we have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have three. We have one little old dachshund, he's 13, and then we've got my Brindle Pity, who's 5, and then Chopper, who's the baby. He'll be 2 in May, and he's a pity mix. He's hilarious. He's got a tiny head and a big body. I told Tina last night that there's not a day that goes by that dog doesn't make me laugh about something he does. He's the silliest, goofiest, most animated dog I've ever met, and he's hilarious. Actually, Glenn kind of reminds me of him because Glenn is like that. Glenn is very animated.
And Glenn is a 3-year-old pity who he's been here on the show and just a great dog.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that has not been adopted by now. I mean, frankly, and I realize he had a problem with his back leg, but that is fixed.
Yeah, it's fixed. Yeah,
yeah. That's
he's
totally
a beautiful
fixed.
Boy. He's hilarious. Yeah, that's why he reminds me of my little Chopper because he's so animated. Yeah.
So, is it a good idea to give the name Chopper to a pity mix?
Yeah, because he's named after a Star Wars character.
Okay.
And it's a.
You know what? The first three Star Wars. When they came out,
it's
the first three. I haven't really seen one since then.
Yeah.
you know, when they rebooted the franchise, and I haven't seen one since then. You know, if it's not Harrison Ford and
so it's and, well, Harrison Ford was Mark, in some of the
Mark Hamill and I know, but the original one, well,
Chopper is from one of the Star Wars cartoons, and it's a little robot droid, and he's very, very talkative, and that's how Chopper is. So it actually is very fitting. Although I didn't know he was as talkative as he was until after he was named Chopper, so maybe it's my fault.
Well, he's one you can hold an intelligent conversation with.
No. I could say something, but I'm going to hold it back.
Well, yeah, we've only got like a minute left. All right. Well, okay, buddy. How do people remind everybody of Valentine's Day date? But just give a phone call out to Haven Humane, and if you've missed these things about that. And but that is a new idea for people to be able to meet dogs, and it's kind of cool because it goes from 5:30 to 7:30, so you can go to dinner first and then go there afterwards,
yeah,
or you can go there first and then to dinner.
Well, there's time, so there's going to be a 5:30 to 6 block, 6 to 6:30 block, a 6:30 to 7, and a 7:30 because it's 30-minute blocks. So,
okay, so you got to sign up for those.
Yep, so just go on the website, check that out. You can also give Mandy a call at 241-5262 in development, and her and Amanda can help out as well.
Okay. Hey, everybody, Ask Elle tonight, RPD on tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless America.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up